Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Tuesday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. Most organizations, most conversations center around ITSM tools. You can think of it as the platform, the product, whatever it is. However, in these discussions, there are certain things that are rarely discussed. One such thing is most people do not realize that everyone that I've seen of these tool sets of all the different makers, they were created off of ITIL V3. V3 came out in 2008. For the first one, and then there was a 2012 update for those who aren't familiar with ITIL. ITIL V3 was a big step because it changed how we view IT from being internally centric to stakeholder and business centric. But I've done this with all the major ones. I go pull my old ITIL V3 books out, and I look at the process activities for incident, problem, change, all that stuff. And I compare it to the tool's workflows, incident especially. You'd be shocked to know how close these match up. But I say all this to say, when you see a tool maker say that they are compliant with ITIL 4, that they are based on ITIL 4, corporate ITIL 4, ask how. Those of you that are familiar with ITIL 4 know that we move from the service lifecycle to the service value system, service value chain. Jeffrey, how's that important? Well, as these tools were built on ITIL V3, meant we went from service strategy to design to transition to operation to continual service improvement. That's great. But now in ITIL 4, the service value system, the service value chain, looks very different. There is no path. The only path is, what's the quickest way from here to there? What's the most efficient? These tool sets don't have that. So instead of, in the V3 books, you'll see 12 process activities, and they're supposed to be done sequentially. Great. ITIL 4 would say, hey, you know, all those activities, if you really don't need process activity or practice activity 2, 3, 8, and 9, don't do them. It's very different, isn't it? It's how do we do things efficiently? There is no preordained path. That's just one of the aspects. And if I'm looking at ITIL 4, I'm also looking at the four dimensions. How do we incorporate those? How do we incorporate the guiding principles? Hopefully you understand. But even the concept of value streams is huge in ITIL 4 and rarely introduced in your tools. So I'm very interested to see how the tool makers, the platforms, will begin incorporating ITIL 4, or if they do at all, especially the value streams, because that's difficult. Think of the value stream or the sequential activities of a change goes bad, we create an incident, we have an emergency change. We all understand that. If we think of that as one value stream, as one way to create value as quickly as possible, wouldn't we have some mechanism in our tool to be able to do that? I would think so. It's just something to think about. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of what we do. I ask that you follow our LinkedIn company page and let me know how we can help your organization. Have an awesome rest of your day. Bye.